All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are promoting Hybridia today. You can check it out on Patreon, or I think they might have an itch.io. I'm not really sure on all these. It'll probably come to Steam at some point. And yes, there is a secret novel we'll be doing pretty soon, so get it. We're doing the whole thing, by the way, and it's going to be good. But for now, here's a preview of Hybridia. Never played it, but Spicy Gaming said it was like one of the best games of, I guess, maybe last month or something. So, yeah, give it a shot. Kind of like the renders. Oh, hi. Welcome. This game is Hybridia by Black Hood Games. I'm Mickey Ella, and I'm going to explain... Or my Ciela, I guess you could say, and I'm going to explain you some basics. It's an honor for me to help you. I promise I'll be very quick and won't take up much of your time. First, this game is a visual novel. Well, duh. This introduction in particular serves to give you a first impression of what Hybridia will be like. Please give us some feedback, guys. Write to us on Patreon, Discord, or wherever you want. We strive for your feedback. Listen, that's real. Write back. You love it, you hate it, what you want in it, they will listen. Hey, shut up. This is my moment. What? Do you know who we are? Shush. Eyes on me, please. This is the game menu. Just click on this icon and the menu will open with all the girls you've unlocked up to that moment. Inside the menu, you can find information about the girls, the gallery, and an overview of present characters. The lock icon indicates that that character has not yet been met. You can access the menu at any time without locking the current scene. Cool, right? Another thing you'll find are maps. The maps are not free-roaming elements, but real choices that'll change the story from a narrative point of view. Oh, that's interesting. When confused with a map, keep in mind that visiting one location over another could change what you know about the story, the characters you make, or even the actions you take. This is not a free-roam game. Even the place you choose to visit will change the story you'll experience. Sometimes only just a few lines of dialogue, but sometimes more. Another very important thing, relationship points with girls. During your adventure, you'll meet plenty of beautiful girls, as always. While none of them will ever be as beautiful as me, you can improve your relationship with them through choices throughout the game. Boy, she's full of herself, isn't she?
Kind of makes me think of Summertime Saga a little bit.
When this symbol appears on the screen and you hear the related sound, it means that your relationship with a girl has improved. And that's all, folks. There's nothing more to know regarding game mechanics for this release. Thanks, Michaela. Now let them play. Fine. Have fun playing, lads. Oh, wow, look. Animation. Full-on animation. There we go. Okay. Oh.
What's the one we were playing where you turned into the werewolf?
Oh, we're going to go back to that. We are going back to that at some point. Hello, Sleepyhead. Before you say anything, tell me your name. And your surname, please. Oh. Yep. What? Who are you? Where am I? You died, Grim. What the fuck are you talking about? I know this may be hard to accept, but I'm not lying to you. You're dead. Then who are you? What's this place? I'm Aphrodite, a goddess. This is the afterlife, the emptiness after death. Aphrodite? Aphrodite, the Greek goddess? Yes, though my presence in your mortal world extends far beyond the Greeks, we deities are eternal and have existed since even before you humans began to take your first steps in the world. How did I die? I have a big memory lapse and a big headache. Irrelevant! What matters is that, is what you choose for your future. Death is just a short break between one journey and the next, past and future. I've been watching you forever, Grim. You are a one-of-a-kind human being, to say the least. Why do I know who Aphrodite the Greek goddess is, but I remember next to nothing about me? The loss of memories is a fundamental part of the process. I chose you for your skills. You'll get a second chance because I chose it. This is part of my power. This is where what I can offer to you entails. You say I have skills, even though I don't remember who I am. What do you want from me? Nobody gives anything for nothing. You're smart. Even we gods do not give gifts in exchange for nothing. What I offer you is to reincarnate into another world. Why? Rather than focusing on your purpose, I focus on what you have done in your past life. Despite everything, you have proven that you deserve a second chance. I don't remember anything. I don't know what you're talking about. You say I deserve a second chance, but I don't even know why. Have I done good things? In the process of reincarnation, memories are removed precisely because it is both a reward and a test. Your life begins again, and it will be up to me to judge whether or not you deserve the gift I gave you. So you are rewarding me because I behaved well, but at the same time you want to verify that I'll be a good guy again by taking away my memories, therefore the possibility of learning from my mistakes? Right. It looks like sadism with more steps. Everyone is free to see it however they want, but these are the rules. The judgment of a goddess is also based on this. Accept this deal with me. Reincarnate, live a new life that is worth living. You'll be free. I won't force you to do anything. You can be a criminal, a hero, or a commoner. The path you decide to take will only be your choice, and only yours will be the benefits or consequences of your choices. Enough talk now. It's time to choose. Do I have a choice, or tell me more about my life in this new world?
Tell me more about life in the new world.
Sure. Your destination is Hybridia, a world a little different from the one you come from. Hybridia is a world that combines technology and magic. What kind of magic, and how advanced is the technology? Difficult to answer. Technology combined with magic has evolved very differently from technology as you understand it. Is a gun that shoots fireballs a technological advancement or a parallel variant from you? For you, rather. A gun that shoots fireballs is a grenade launcher. Easier to recharge, I think. Why do I know what a grenade launcher is? It was just one example, of course, but I guess now you understand why your question is difficult to answer. Will there be human-animal hybrids or something like that, or man-machine hybrids? Cybernetic implants are quite common in Hybridia's more advanced cities, but don't expect anything extreme. They cost a lot and hardly anyone can afford them. As for human-animal hybrids, they can be found in places with high concentrations of magic, but we are mainly talking about hostile monsters. It is easy that you'll face them. I don't think you'll have much time to talk to them. You're not giving me very precise answers, to be honest. I won't tell you more anyway. You have to give me an answer, Grim. What's your choice? Do I have a choice? You're not leaving me much choice. I have no memories of my previous life, and it seems to me I have no possibility of going back there. Yes, that's correct, but I can't seal the deal if you don't say yes with your voice. What are you hiding from me, Aphrodite? What game are you playing? You are far too wise for a human being, but I can't tell you more until you accept the deal. If I explained everything to you now, it would invalidate why I dragged you here. Trust me, plenty of gods would have liked to bring you before them, and hardly anyone would have offered you a second chance like I'm offering you. Am I that famous? What have I done? You have stood out for several reasons throughout your life. Flattering, but too vague. Don't delay any longer. Say that. Fine, I accept your deal, Aphrodite. Very well. Good choice. You are my champion now, Grim. Oh, we get to play as a guy with a beard, finally. Your champion? I knew you'd screw me over somehow. It's time to go to Hybridia. I will provide you with a new body, younger and fitter, more suited to the new world where you will live. So much for the beard. See you on the other side, Grim. Shit. I don't have a beard, but, you know.
Didn't start from a baby, did he?
No, not all the way. Welcome to Hybridia. Do you like your new body? What does that eye mean? Which eye? What are you talking about? Shit, never mind. So you're here too, huh? I thought you'd just leave me to my fate. Don't paint me crueler than I am. Plus, I have to explain a few things to you now that I can. Have you dyed your hair in the meantime? I'm a goddess. I can change the color of my hair and my clothes and when and how I want. Didn't you realize I wasn't a natural redhead? I see. I bet you have questions. Now's the time to ask them. Do I have some sort of power? Where are we? Are you going to follow me? Or where can I buy a gun?
Do I have some sort of power, champion?
Yes, of course. And what is this power? Super strength, super view, super intelligence, hypnosis? Lust. Wait, what? What, am I some kind of weird porn actor?
Yeah, gotta love.
Through lust and pleasure, you gain power. Damn, the goddess of sex and lust. Why didn't I think of this before? I thought you might like it. What are you insinuating? I'm just saying that now you have a new life, a new fit body. The body that I've chosen for you is full of potential. Are you talking about my dick? Not just about that. This body is designed to be very sensitive to lust magic, and through that, you accumulate power. The real advantage is that your body now releases pheromones, which I would dare to define as divine, which irresistibly attracts women. All you need is to take the first step, somehow arouse interest in you and the women, and the pheromones would do the rest. Thanks to my power, all women will fall at your feet, and you can build up more power as a result. Okay, you're crazy, but I think I get it. At least tell me what benefits I should get from it. It's simple. From simple platonic interest to actual sex, your power will grow. The more intense the relationship, the more power you will get. You will understand that you can do things that any mere mortal can only dream of doing. And to achieve them, you have only to satisfy your sexual appetite. Lust in this world is an aspect of magic, though the inhabitants here don't understand it, so they've never explored it. But be careful, this is not a corrupting or hypnotic power. Power does not grow if lust is obtained by force or trickery. The feeling and desire must be real and reciprocated, natural, mutual. Are you talking about love with more steps? Maybe. Over time, you'll understand that the line between love and lust is very blurred. We can consider them the two halves of the same apple. After all, I am also the goddess of love. I find it difficult to understand this power. It seems far too complicated to amass power. Besides, why should I accumulate power? Because unfortunately, you are now bound to a goddess. This means that other champions of other gods will probably come looking for you to challenge you. Damn, you lied to me. You told me I could live my life the way I wanted, but instead I'm gonna have to face enemies. For what purpose, then? There are things I can't tell you. Not now. You manipulated me. Take it easy. It's too late now. You can't go back. Fuck you. Fuck you and this world. I think to calm you down, it's time to show you the power I gave you. Hey, wait! What are you doing? Shh. Shut up and enjoy the moment. Well, I'll be damned.
Very robotic. Mm. Looks like we're at the Chuck E. Cheese of sex.
Yeah, I know. He's a new.
It's all right. I mean.
Do you like it? Yes. Ah, this is very tasty. How do you feel? Holy shit.
Tastes like jizz.
You feel better, right? You feel powerful. Fuck yes. Good boy. What was that sound? Oh yes, the sound you just heard indicates that you've gained a new relationship point with one of the girls, in this case, me. So every time I hear this sound? Exactly. Okay, questions. Where are we? Are you gonna follow me or where can I buy a gun?
Where are we?
We're in Hybridia, have you forgotten yet? I know this. I mean, where are we right now? Which is the closest city? What should I expect from this place? Things like that. Oh, that's right. Excuse me. The nearest town is Mageholm. I chose this place because there's a good balance of magic and tech here. And why is it called Mage something then? It seems to be a very magical city from the name. That's because the city was founded by a powerful wizard many years ago. The population preserves its cultural identity linked more to a medieval context. You should understand the term medieval quite well. Aesthetically, it maintains a medieval appearance, but you can find interesting things in the shops. Given the open-mindedness of its founder, the city is well open to trade with technologically advanced cities. Don't be fooled by appearances. The people here aren't as mentally backward as you think. Questions? Are you going to follow me, or where can I buy a gun?
Follow me.
Nah, I brought you here, but I'll let you wander around alone in Hybridia, at least until you need me again. How do I contact you? You cannot. I'll be visiting you from time to time, checking on your progress. Plus, since you're my champion, there's a mental link between you and me, which is also how I lend you my powers. I'll contact you from time to time to check that you're still alive. So you read my mind? So you read my mind, rather. That's not read, that's read. When we're very close, like right now, yes. I don't envy you. Can you be more dreamy and less pragmatic for a moment? I know what a gun is, although I don't know why. I know I'm able to take it apart, clean it, and put it back together with one arm tied behind my back. Why the first thing that comes to your mind has to be where to buy a gun? There's magic here, M-A-G-I-C. Because I can kill a wizard with a gun. I can kill just about anything with a gun. I'm sure of it.
Certain.
I hate you. Okay, but where's my gun? You are a basket case. All right, I'll find the gun myself. Jeez. I'd say we're done with the explanations for today. Go to the city and have fun. Have fun. I have no money and I don't know anyone and I have no roof over my head.
You have the power.
What should I do? I'm sure you'll find a way, Grim. We'll see each other soon. Just gonna drop you off in the middle of... Well, not the middle of nowhere. We're in the city. Fuck. Damn, Aphrodite, what should I do now? The best thing to do now is to take a look at Magehome. Rather than a town, this place is a village. Well, he's got pheromones and he's insatiable to women. Let's hopefully not men. Oh, there's a right lad! That would be awful. Boy, you smell a certain way. What do you mean, sir? Okay, so this game, where do we go? Because we can't go just anywhere we fucking like. The market or the tavern?
The tavern, perhaps?
Oh, there's a right lad! No.
There's the wench.
Look at that beautiful girl walking in front of me. This city certainly hides treasures of rare beauty. How cute. She is staring at me and seems to like what she sees, too. This new body does its job. Where did her clothes go? Really, she didn't notice that she's completely naked? Really nice ass. And now the clothes have reappeared. None of the passers-by made a move and neither did she. I have the impression that it was not a coincidence and that this thing has to do with my new powers. Another question to add to the list. I believe this is Magehome's Tavern. Seems like a good place to start acclimating to this place. What's going on there? Oh, come on, give it up. The only thing you have to do is tell us what Steve is hiding. It's not difficult. Go fuck yourself. I don't know what you're talking about. Boss, do we have to do it the hard way? Yeah, let's beat her. Are these guys for real? Are they gonna fight that girl 3-1? Listen carefully. I don't want to hurt you or get in trouble, so just leave and I'll pretend like nothing happened. What? Are you underestimating us? I've had enough. Let's end it here. Yes, fuck you. It's time for violence. I guess it's up to me to make the first move. Oh, come on, guys. Don't do it. Go. Wah! Shit. Oh, no. Whoopsie. No, please, I give up. Ah, my balls hurt. Anyone else want to experience a close encounter with my fists? Why does she look like Tifa? She is Tifa. Uh-oh. Come on. She's Tifa. Holy shit. Damn, she's good at brawling. Yeah. Please, I want to go home. All I gotta do is make that the fucking cover image and there's gonna be a shitload of hits on this video. Oof. Well, that's how powerful Tifa is. She's like the magical waifu that attracts everyone. Damn, it seems to hurt a lot. She took the pit of his stomach in full. And here's the first one who goes away crying. Amateurs. Let's end this now. These antics lasted too long. Wow. Now I make the rules. A gun? Smart move to bring a gun to a fist fight. Smart and cowardly. You have to think outside the box when your henchmen are inept. Ah, that hurts my feelings, boss. This is starting to get repetitive. You can't keep that gun on me forever. Sooner or later, you'll get distracted and I'll hit you. Undress, bitch. Otherwise, I'll shoot you in the head. Wait, is she looking at me? Did she notice me? Oh no, please. Don't shoot me. I'll do whatever you want. She's clearly lying. She's a bad actress. He certainly won't buy it. But she expects me to help? She's still looking at me. What are you looking at? Shit, run, run, and call the guards. This guy is dangerous. The only thing I haven't seen in the city so far are the guards. Please, I'm the only one in this forgotten place who has a gun. The guards won't help you. All right, fuck it. I've had enough of this guy. From what Aphrodite has told me, I should be pretty loaded with powers, but how do I use them? Now, I tell you what we'll do. You finish stripping, and then you'll suck my dick because I deserve a reward. Then you'll hand me your boss's goods, and I probably won't shoot you. Run, stranger. It's fine with me if you don't want to call the guards. At least get out of here, because it's dangerous. He can watch us. I bet he's a pervert. Is he talking about me? So he'll see what a real dick looks like. Then he'll ask me on his knees. That's what he said. Then he'll ask me on his knees to take him as my subordinate because I'm too good and all women can't wait to suck my cock. Ah ha 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 ha. Okay, now I say he's crossed the line. I'll improvise with the power. Something will happen. I'll have to test them somehow. I can't improvise, but I really need to use them. Where the fuck does that music come from? Hey, the gun is mine now? Finders keepers. It's also pretty solid. The handle is also ergonomic. Thank you very much, random thug. What the fuck? The gun disappeared. Is it some kind of magic? Gunsmith, what the fuck does this message mean? Fucking Aphrodite. She doesn't explain this to me either. Holy shit, what a punch. He flew almost 200 meters. That was so cool. What kind of magic is it? Can you teach me? That was awesome. I want to learn it, please. What are you looking at? Shit, sorry. I'll get dressed right away.
Oh, don't bother.
Anyway, thank you for your help. Who are you? I'm Grim. Nice to meet you. Your boxing skills are impressive. Congrats. Thank you. I'm Tifa. Nice to meet you. Tell me a thing. Or tell me something. How did you do it? That powerful punch impressed me. Is it a new kind of magic? Yeah or yes but no. Lie or tell the truth?
Tell the truth?
I don't know exactly what it is. It's magic, but there's more to it. I've had these powers for very few hours. I haven't gotten used to them yet, nor have I figured them out. Wow, then you're very special. Maybe it's best to leave before someone comes to see what happened here. You're right, follow me. I'm taking you to Steve, my employer. He'll know how to reward you for what you've done for me. A reward? Great. Steve! Oh, my beautiful darling, are you okay? Yes, this big guy helped me out of a bad situation. Ah, what great news. Outlander, welcome to Steve's humble little shop. I'm Steve, nice to meet you. My pleasure, Steve. Tifa, my dear, soon will be evening. How about accompanying our guest home? Sounds like a great idea to me, so he can eat and rest. Today will be all at my expense, Grim. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, I'll also give you some gold for all the work you've done today. Looks like you have a great adventuring career ahead of you. Be modest or arrogant?
Modest.
I didn't do anything out of the ordinary. I'm convinced that anyone would have lent a hand in my place. I can only agree with you. Tifa, my dear, would you show our friend the house, please? Certainly. Follow me, Grim. A few hours later. Here we are. Welcome to Steve's humble home. Come in, come in. Don't be shy. There's loads of photos of Steve here. Yes, but don't worry. After a while, you get used to it and it's less creepy. I'm going to get some food so you can eat something. Okay, that makes sense. In the meantime, relax and rest. I'll see you later. A It's fine, I guess. I'm pretty tired. I hope to get used to these new powers quickly. Steve doesn't seem like a bad person after all. Tifa seems to trust him, and she doesn't strike me as a bad person either. I want to take a quick tour of these paintings. They are definitely peculiar, artistic in their way. I wonder who this dude in tights is. Anyway, he looks like a cool dude. Steve looks happy to take a picture with him. Maybe it's a famous person.
I wonder if he modeled Steve after...
Maybe. Maybe it's a famous Steve Spider-Man.
Lee. It looked like...
A bear. Why does he ride a bear
like
with his...
Stan Lee with a weird hairdo, maybe. And darker complexion.
Why does he ride a bear with his bare chest? Wait, the bear is fake. I can see it. He looks more like Ron Jeremy than...
Well, you're focusing too much
on
the
face. No, look at the face. Look at the...
Well, when he is next to Spider-Man, it looked like a lot of those that they do of Stan Lee with Spider-Man.
That's true.
He created them.
Oh, I understand. It must be a photo taken with animals in one of those natural parks. That's supposed to be the Russia one. Cute, although usually yeah. The ones who ride the plastic animals are the children. And here we have a television and some kind of knick-knack. A stuffed bear? Coffee machine? What are those? Damn, those are vibrators, I'm sure. Wait, my new powers make me feel the presence of vibrators in these wounds?
I got a tingling.
The real squish, my vibrator sense is tingling.
My dildo sense is activated.
The real question is, do I want to know? Answer, no. No, nice view from here, by the way. And here we are at the end of the tour with the highlight of the room, a real bed complete with mattress and pillows. I needed it. It's a very long and stressful day. I was looking forward to resting my tired limbs. Few hours later. Hey, I brought you some food. I hope you like burgers. Looks like someone fell fast asleep. I didn't tell you how cool you look today punching that dude, Grim. What the fuck? What a strange feeling. My head feels very light, and at the same time, I'm very horny. Can I see what you're hiding below? Let her play with your dick.
Yeah.
Or try to stop her and send her away.
No.
How dare you, beautiful woman! I am a man of... No.
Obviously, we're not gonna...
Yes.
Flesh and blood, huh?
I'm tired. My body is heavy. I can't participate actively. Boy, the English on this. I can't actively participate! Don't worry. Leave everything to me. Italian Senate. Feels great. That's called the Italian Senate, folks. Wow, I know I've had sex before, but thanks to this new body, it feels like the first time. It feels like the first time. Feels like the very first time. Fuck yes. More. I need more. Your dick is the best, Grim. Really? What you saying? Yes, this is my favorite position! I'm coming! Me too! Fuck yes! You're very good, Grim. You too, Tifa. I really need to sleep now. Well, the next day. Oh, the goddess is back. Briefly. Good morning. Come on, it's time to wakey wakey.
Eggs and bacon.
You? Where does this anger come from? Where does it come from? My body is heavy like a boulder and I can't fucking move. My legs are still asleep from last night. They're tingling. First, calm down. This is a side effect of building lust power. Your body hasn't gotten used to it yet, and I will warn you, it'll take some time to get used to. And you didn't think to tell me yesterday? When you sleep, your body falls into a state of extreme relaxation. Your body is malfunctioning because it's using its energy to store power properly. It doesn't put you in danger if you sleep in a bed inside a house. Get angry with her or forget it. It's useless to argue with her.
Forget it, useless.
It's no use arguing with you. But now that I don't like this... First yawn of the night. But I know this. I don't like this situation and our collaboration doesn't work. Are you saying I'm a bad goddess? Yes. You hurt my feelings saying something like that. Fuck you. Wow, he's rather vulgar. Now, if you're done complaining, I need to tell you a few things. Will you fool me again today? I'm very serious. Another deity's champion is coming to face you. What? Already? Yes, unfortunately, yesterday's display of power did not go unnoticed. The god has detected you and sent his champion to beat you. Do you know who it is? Not exactly. I feel that it's a quite powerful deity. I advise you to be careful and not rush in the fight. It might not be a he. It said it, so we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Any advice? You have accumulated enough power, but you must try not to use it all right away. It's your first fight. Don't take it lightly. Are you so thoughtful because if I lose, you lose too, or is it genuine concern? Don't get cocky. However, I am left with a heavy body issue. Oh, to solve it, you'll just need to eat something before you sleep so your body starts working again when you wake up. Excuse me, but didn't you have dinner last night? Fuck, I collapsed on the bed and ate nothing. You remember that I can hear your thoughts from this distance, right? Yes. Whatever, I think I saw a burger tray here somewhere.
Eat the burger, Grim, dumbass.
Here you go, eat. I'm going to infuse some power into this burger so you'll be on your feet in minutes.
Super burger.
Thank you. Yeah. A few minutes later. Do you feel better? A lot. Good. Also, because your opponent has arrived, he's out there waiting for you. Wonderful. I'll go out and kick his ass then. Are you coming out to cheer for me? No, but I'll watch you from afar. Good luck, Grim.
Arr, I'll beat your ass.
I feel really good. I'm ready to kick my challenger's ass. Good morning, Grim. Steve, did you see a guy who looks like... Wait, I have no idea what a champion looks like. You mean someone who smells like you? Oh, that's right. I was forgetting that Steve smelled me when I arrived. It means that he can smell other champions, too. I guess the answer is yes, he's just arrived. I've already evacuated the city.
Sounds like something a creep would make up. Yes, I can smell whether you have power or not. Let me get up close.
I have evacuating the city seems a bit extreme to me. It's not the first clash between champions I've seen. Better safe than sorry.
There you are, you scumbag! You finally decided to come out!
Are you stalking me?
No, although intelligence gathering is a key component before a fight like this. I told him to wait until you woke up so he wouldn't destroy the city.
Nice move, Steve.
Listen to me, big boy. I don't know what your patron deity is, but I already tell you the powers bestowed to me by my goddess are unmatched. You better give up now.
So he too has a goddess. Interesting. Shit, I remembered now I didn't ask Aphrodite what the gunsmith sign I saw yesterday was. I was too furious by her behavior.
You don't answer? Are you scared already?
At least we make the necessary introductions. Tell me who is this divinity that gives you the powers and I will tell you mine. It's a little ritual that I do all the time. Tell him the truth or don't tell him lie.
Don't tell him lie.
None of your business. If you want to find out, defeat me. Oh, you're annoying. Don't you even want to play a little game before you die? I'm not going to waste another second on an asshole like you. I'll kill you quickly so that I can get drunk properly. Fight! Shit, that was close. You are fast, I like it. Now that we've warmed up, can we get serious? Fine.
This doesn't really sound like battle music. I'll make you move or you'll die. I have to do something, but I have no weapons. Wait, I learned that gunsmith skill yesterday. I could try. If I don't try to defend myself in some way, this guy's gonna kill me. Alternatively, I could get close and hit him in close combat, although that ring is very sharp and close fight might not be a good idea. If I can hit him with even one punch, I can hurt him a lot. Try to use gunsmith or try to get closer and use unarmed combat.
Try to use gunsmith if you don't even know what that is.
Maybe it's better to try that skill, gunsmith. The gun is gone, but I think I can make it reappear. Shit, it was easy. Oh, we lost some power. Uh-oh, you're losing power, Spawn. Do you think a simple gun can stop me? What a fucking amateur. This is your punishment for underestimating me. Fuck. Try to get closer and use unarmed combat. You finally made up your mind. Shit, that was close. I need to have to change my approach. It's too dangerous like this. Try and grapple and disarm him.
Try grappling and disarm.
I have to wait for him to attack me. Try to imbalance him and bring him to the ground. I'll provoke him. It should work. Why do I know these things? Maybe I was a fighter before I was reincarnated. Is that all you can do? A child fights 100 times better than you. Do you want to provoke me? I'll settle you! Well, he gave in to the provocation. My dodge is clean. Tackle! Shit! Strike with lots of quick punches or strike with strong and heavy punches?
With strong and heavy. Of course, you don't want to wear yourself out, too.
That's not working. Oh. Too slow. We'll have to use the quick punches. Nope. Still too slow.
What's the other option?
Oh, hold on. Okay, so this is me actually... Yeah, this is me actually affecting him. I am clicking the fuck out of my mouse right now. Oh no, he stopped my punch and now he's throwing me off balance. Get off. Now witness my power. Multiplication of battle rings. Telekinesis. Shit! One! Two! Three! Four! And now my final number. Die! Power word. Time freeze. Huh? The ring is suspended in midair? Quite an odd attire, I must say. What? Greetings, mortal. What? Who are you? What is going on? Why do I see a floating demon head? You address me as a demon? How audacious! Do you want to kill me too? Are you an enemy? Why is my enemy completely frozen? Oh, please. I won't stoop to these petty skirmishes. I'm here to have a nice conversation with you. This oddly closed guy won't bother us for some time. I see, so what do you want? Well, if we wish to coexist, we must establish some rules. First and foremost, you must be less of an insolent fool. Your attempts at humor are feeble. What? Reincarnation, the fights between champions, the machinations of deities, it's all a charade. I don't understand. Listen to me, Aphrodite reincarnated you without granting much choice, correct? She has her reasons, but her caution stems from her painful past. How do you know these things? Aphrodite wants to protect you, but she's afraid of history repeating itself. So what's your name? Not now, my identity is not important. What matters is the cause I represent. Imagine if someone here explained something to me. I understand your frustration, but right now focus on defeating your enemy. As a sign of goodwill, I'll make these blades disappear. I'll get some lust power from you. Wow, so every time you're going to run to my rescue and save my ass? No, on the contrary, it's important you learn to manage the lust power well. If you finish it, not even I can save you. Damn. You're still not strong enough to defeat this enemy. But by unlocking the depths of your desires and embracing your true potential, you can become unstoppable. Aphrodite didn't explain anything to me. This is frustrating. Aphrodite has her motives, but trust me, together we can bring an end to these endless battles and save Hybridia from its imminent destruction. Imminent destruction? Damn, there's so much you still need to learn. We'll have time to catch up later. So what are you, an ally of Aphrodite, a manifestation of her, an enemy of her, maybe? You do not understand, do you? I'm a guiding force within you. Crap. My essence resides within your being, visible only to you, and you only see a fraction of my true power. But together we can reclaim what is rightfully ours. You say this is a fraction of your power and you manage to stop time? I wonder what you can do if you get all your power back. I technically froze time, not stopped it completely. This situation won't last long. So what do you want me to do now? Obviously, I want you to emerge victorious in this fight, and in the battles to come if you provide me with what I need to restore my powers. What do you need to get back your power? Girls. Girls, sex, boobies, and pussies. Lust power. But do you want me to accumulate lust power like Aphrodite? Indeed, the power I possess can be unlocked by Aphrodite's gift. Take the gunsmith skill, for instance. It allows you to fashion weapons from the lust power, but is a manifestation of my ancient abilities. Wait, so besides the lust power, Aphrodite didn't grant me any other abilities? The lust power is not to be underestimated. It enhances your strength, speed, reflexes, agility, granting you an advantage in battle without considering the enormous magical source it represents. I see, so lust power is more than I thought. It is a wellspring of incredible power. In exchange for the lust power I gather from you, I shall bestow upon you new skills, abilities, and guidance. I'm starting to realize the magnitude of this power. It gives me a fighting chance even without explicit guidance from Aphrodite. Excellent. Now I'll let you use one of my abilities, but it'll consume a lot of lust power. You don't have enough lust power. It'll take a recent memory of you to accumulate enough for our needs. The next time you won't be able to use the skills if you don't have enough power. Hey, can I have some privacy? It's an emergency. Just know that I appreciate your hard work. I beg your pardon anyway. Raise your hand to the sky. Now recite this incantation aloud. I order the gate of Babylon to be opened. You son of a bitch, where are my rings? What have you done? Hurry up. I order the gate of Babylon to be opened. Holy shit, the power is on another level. Fuck. Time to end this, Grim. What will you choose to be? Bloodthirsty or forgiving? Kill him or spare him? What the? Why? I see no reason to take a life. I'm impressed. Well, thanks then. Bye. I have to say, you amaze me, Grim. I didn't expect you to spare his life. What was that purple light? The purple light, the one that passed from him to me now. Oh, that? You have absorbed his power and also his bond with his goddess, if I remember correctly. Hecate. Oh, wow. What? So you think I won't give you the chance to take advantage of every damsel that comes your way? Fool. Damn. She's coming. You'll thank me later, mortal. My work here is done for now. We'll see each other soon. Fuck, Aphrodite will kill me. That's Hecate, and it looks just like her. Especially that tattoo there. What did you do to my champion? So you're Hecate. To cut it short, I won the fight. Bullshit, if my champion had lost now, I would have been kicked out of Hybridia, but I'm still here. All that, I think I've absorbed the power of your champion along with the bond you had with him. So now I'm your new champion. It's impossible. You, leave my protege alone. What the fuck do you want from me? Your little monster is lost. Get out of my sight. I would like to, so I wouldn't have to bear the sight of your ugly face. Too bad your champion is now my champion, too. I want some explanations, Grim. It's complicated, and I don't even know how it works, but I think I absorbed the bond of my enemy with this goddess. With his goddess, rather. Well, you'll have time to explain later. I'll look to the bright side. I'm still in contention to win this god contest. Don't get any ideas, bitch. He's my champion, and I forbid you to lay your dirty hands on him. And instead, you'll have to deal with it. I don't want you to put your dirty claws on my champion. I refuse to stay here with you, you bastard. Maybe luck is on your side this time, but I'll crush you. No, it's me who doesn't want to ruin my clothes being near you. You smell terrible. Grim, you know where to find me, and make sure you show up without her. Grim, if you want to talk to me, you got to do it without this bitch. What the fuck just happened? I think if I want to interact with him, I'll have to do it privately. Apparently they can't stand each other. I must say that after meeting the floating head, I'm more confident. Maybe my experience here on Hybridia could be pleasant after all. Surely the girls here and the goddesses are very good looking. Better eat something. So this is a interesting little game. Let's see, demon head is gone. There doesn't seem to be any enemies looking for my head at the moment. I ate like Aphrodite told me to. I wouldn't want to get stuck again. Hey, but this one? Hadn't Steve evacuated the city? Her ears are weird. And now I see through her clothes again. Hmm? Damn, she saw me. Nice little boobs. Better try to tell her something. Staring at her like this is rude. Hi. No, please, I don't want to go back there. Leave me alone. Wait, what are you talking about? Leave me alone. Okay, that was weird. Whatever, better go find one of the girls. So, Steve's house, the tavern, or the market? We got one more choice, and then we're done with this one for now. Where do you want to go to finish it up? Steve's house, the market, or the tavern?
House, perhaps?
Well, we already went to Steve's house.
Or how
house
about the tavern?
Well, we went to the tavern. You want to try the
well,
one?
Well, you tried the one that we haven't mentioned.
Hey, Kate, maybe it's best to talk to her first. Where could she be? Maybe I'll take a look around here. I'm a fabulous detective. She seems to be absorbed in her thoughts. Better to approach cautiously without scaring her. Hi. Hi, Grim. What do you want? Okay, you approached very suddenly. I just wanted to check on you. I lost my champion, and soon after, I'm hand in glove with a stranger. How do you think I'm doing? I'm sorry. Don't be. At least I haven't been excluded from this contention. Can I ask you some questions? Certainly. Since we have to collaborate from now on, it's only fitting we get to know each other better. Oh, wow. Well, since I don't feel like going through all that right now, we're going to go ahead and end it right here. So this game is 2.1. It has a lot to go. It's very early on, and you can kind of see that not everything's really there yet. But yeah, this is going to be interesting if, you know, if he continues it and all that sort of thing. But it was interesting to have Tifa actually in the game. That was not something I expected. But, yeah, guys, check it out. I think it's free to download. You should be able to find it. I know it's on Spicy Gaming, so if you want to check that site out, Spicy Gaming. And I think it's also on itch.io, and I think they also have it on Patreon. So you can get it from a variety of different sites. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great visual novels. Stay tuned.